This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holidays and events section. Easter is the greatest festival of the Christian Church. According to Christian beliefs, this religious holiday commemorates the rebirth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is celebrated on the first weekend after the first full moon that follows March 21st. It can occur as early as March 22nd or as late as April 25th. Although Easter Sunday is the most important celebration of the Christian Church, Good Friday is also a very important day in the Holy Week of Easter. Good Friday marks the day that Christ was crucified, were nailed on a cross, until he died. Because Christ was killed on a cross, the cross has become the symbol of Christianity. Easter Sunday commemorates the miracle of Christ's rebirth, or resurrection, 3 days after his death. Christians all over the world celebrate Easter by attending church services, praying, and spending time with family and close friends. Although Easter is celebrated as a religious holiday, it also has a non-religious side. The arrival of spring had been celebrated all over the world long before Easter became a Christian holiday. In fact, Easter was originally a pagan festival. The word Easter comes from the name Istra, the ancient Anglo-Saxon goddess of dawn and fertility. In ancient times, spring festivals were held each year to honor Istra, and to celebrate new life and the rebirth of nature. In many parts of the world, flowers and plants begin to reappear after the long winter, and birds return to build their nests. Because the resurrection of Christ occurred in the early spring, the two celebrations have become closely tied together. There are many symbols associated with the Easter season. Lambs, chicks, bunnies, and other baby animals symbolize the birth of new life. One of the most well-known symbols of Easter and springtime is the egg, which also represents new life. In modern times, chocolate Easter eggs and bunnies have become very popular. Another common symbol has been the Easter bonnet, which is a kind of hat. In past times, the Easter bonnet and other new clothes were worn to mark the end of that long cold winter and the beginning of the fresh new spring. A number of years ago, it was common to see families walking leisurely to and from church to show off their new clothes. The white lily, also a symbol of rebirth, is the traditional Easter flower. In many cultures, pastries such as hot cross buns are also an important part of Easter. In many countries, Easter parades are common. Some parades are religious, with people carrying heavy crosses over long distances. Other Easter parades are just for fun. They celebrate the coming of spring with colorful floats, costumes, Easter bonnets, and of course, the Easter bunny. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Holidays and Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.